Good evening. Thousands have joined in candlelight marches being held across Delhi, Mumbai, Bengaluru, Goa, Kerala over the rape and murder of an eight-year-old child in Kathua and the sexual assault on a teenager in Unnao. Protests are also being held in Ajmer in Bhopal. Last Sunday, a 16-year-old who was allegedly raped by a BJP lawmaker in Unnao tried to commit suicide outside the UP Chief Minister Adityanath's home. The tipping point was the rape and murder, though, of an eight-year-old child in Kathua, where the charge sheet spoke of unspeakable brutality. It's really been difficult to read the charge sheet of the Kathua crime without feeling nauseated. Now, millions of Indians have been shocked and saddened that the men accused of raping these children were being protected instead of being prosecuted. And now in an open letter, a group of 49 civil servants have asked Prime Minister Modi to reach out to the families of the children targeted in Kathua and Unnao and seek their forgiveness. Today on We the People, we're asking, is the Beti Bachao slogan just that, a slogan? Will there ever be justice in Unnao and the Kathua cases? From the BJP, we have Vaibhav Agarwal. From the Samajwadi Party, Juhi Singh. From the PDP, Wahidur Rahman Para. There's Karunan Nandi, a Supreme Court lawyer who's worked with the formulation of India's anti-rape laws and sexual harassment of women. We have Shantanu Gupta, author of the UP Chief Minister Adityanath's biography, The Monk Who Became Chief Minister, and political analyst Neera Chandok. I want to start with who's a political scientist. That's Neera Chandok. Now, Mr. Habibullah, I want to start with you. Why have these former civil servants decided to write this open letter to the Prime Minister?
Well, you know, last year, the number of civil servants, I think it was about 69, civil servants, also veterans from the civil from the armed forces and so on, considering that certain things had happened, certain events had occurred, which we felt were taking the country in the wrong direction. So therefore, we have been in touch since then, and we call ourselves a constitutional group. It was felt by one of our colleagues that the situation as existed now, consequent to these horrible crimes which you have spoken of, required that somebody speak out. And I'm glad to see that we have, of course, put down our thoughts in a letter, which has now been published. I believe The Wire has published the whole letter.
We're carrying excerpts on the show right now.
Yeah, but and it's also there has been a spontaneous response from across the country.
Not, but it's addressed to the PM.
Not aroused by us, but that is also joining the voice of the people in bringing this to the attention of the Honourable Prime Minister, because we, having been in government, and he being the head of the present government, we felt that government could have done, should have done more, and if it has not done more, it should now, please, reach out and do what we have suggested there. There are some simple suggestions, nothing very radical, but we feel that the confidence of our public needs to be restored, particularly women. And therefore, those who have been victims, of course, little Asifa is never going to see any justice, she's all in another world, but the fact is that women and others feel that there are those within the establishment, because being former civil servants, we are part of the establishment, that there are those within the establishment who feel for them, who understand, and who are willing to campaign and bring this to the notice and apply what pressure we can on government.
Karna, the Prime Minister has spoken up, albeit it was quite late, but he says that our daughters will get justice. Is that not sufficient?
The Prime Minister of this country, though, is not here to make statements many days after a brutality happens. And, you know, we saw this in Una. We see this repeatedly. We saw this after Rohit Vemula's suicide. He always speaks after the pressure is so great that nothing else can be done. What is actually being done on the ground, though, one, is that there's a complete absence, Sarah, of proper policy measures that will actually deal with the rapes of our children. That, you know, whether you look at Surat, whether you look at, you know, other sexual assaults, right? People sometimes say that it's a state subject, and so therefore it's a state government issue. However, whenever you've had elections in various state governments, who have people said to vote for? People have said, Modi ji ko vote to, right? The second thing is that, how did he come to power? In 2014, the posters all said, bahut ho gaya nari parwar, ab ki baar Modi sarkar. 4 saal mein hua kya? 80% of his term is over. Now, the thing is that that's the larger issue. The most reason that Kathua and Unnao have exploded in this way across the country, the reason that the country is on the streets today is because here we have a BJP MLA who was a rape accused. The chief minister stood with him. The BJP MLA's brother is accused of killing the father that he had arrested. Because you see, when you are the state, there's a lot you can do.
Sure.
He was arrested, he was killed in custody. You have a situation where the advocate general of the state is standing up in court and saying that this man does not need to be arrested. The court is expressing its great disappointment, and the court order is quite clear. You know, saying that what is the state of affairs? In Kathua, you have a situation where the rape is communal from the beginning, and it's fueled by the kind of fires that these people have created, that, you know, creating this sort of toxic mix of Hindu fundamentalism. And what have they done to our religion that a child is raped in a temple, you know? And then you have a Hindu Ekta Manch that comes together that is closely affiliated with the BJP. The BJP ministers who were present have said very clearly today that we were sent here by the party.
Yes, they have.
Right?
Okay, Vaibhav, so has the BJP failed to learn, you know, some very painful political lessons as we saw post the Nirbhaya case? Because now questions are being asked, is our PM tone deaf?
So, you know, I came with the mindset that I don't want to get this, I don't want to make this political at all.
No, please don't then.
This is.
Since you're saying that at the start,
absolutely.
Let's stick to that. Okay.
This is about
started BJP. So one thing.
Right. So I now have to. I have. I'm left with no choice but to defend.
When the rapist.
Oh, no, so you don't have to defend.
One moment.
I'm sorry. Do you have to defend? Hold on 1 second.
Vaibhav,
do you have to defend? I'm sorry. Is this a crime that is supposed to be defended? Even if you're in the government, do you have to defend the crime where a minister goes and supports those who are behind the rape of an 8-year-old? What do you mean by you have to defend? There are some crimes that are just not defensible. When it comes to our children, some crimes are not defensible. Please continue.
Political or not.
Say what you're going to do to make amends. You don't have to say that I'm going to defend this.
I mean, we would appreciate that I need to make my opening comments.
Then make your opening comments. Make your opening comments. Let's not make it political. Go ahead.
No, so I would absolutely defend politically as to anyone on the panel who would point fingers at the government or the Prime Minister at the center.
Why?
And I'm making my stand very clear. One moment. Allow me to finish. And I'm making my stand very clear. As far as Unnao and...
Back up your stand with something apart from the fact that you are a BJP member.
You know, one moment. Just allow me to do this. Now, as far as Unnao and Kathua is concerned, people have to rise above it and understand that these two are not the only rapes that are happening as we are talking. These are crime against women. One moment.
Two rapes today.
There is.
Karuna, let him finish.
You know, I'll be happy. I'm a very good listener. I'm known for it.
Karuna, let him finish.
I have no problem.
Vaibhav, go ahead. Otherwise, I'm going to move on because we don't have time.
So,
have immense patience.
So these are not the only rapes that are happening, and the comments that are coming from different voices. You know, I'm all for the candle marches, but there is no candle march that happened in Assam on a rape.
I want to stop you for a second. Talk about any rape
how
case where you have
a
chief minister of a state
in Assam,
supporting
how can
an MLA and not
allowing
an FIR to be charged.
Girls?
Let's talk about
is
those rape,
rape
cases. Otherwise, don't go into other rape cases.
No this
there? Is not about
Just
what about
because
me.
It's a BJP government?
This is not about what about me.
Absolutely, and that is why I did not want to bring it up.
Give me an example of a rape case where the government has supported the accused. I'm willing to talk about
there are ample number of examples.
Give me an example. An example.
There are ample number of examples from UPA 1 and UPA 2.
One example.
Shashi Tharoor
Shashi Tharoor's
charge sheet was not filed till such time, and now it will get filed, and you will see what will the results be.
This is
one of the biggest examples of UPA 1 and UPA 2. It's a case that NDTV ran for it.
Okay,
and this is a story
that you ran. We did not run any story.
I don't want to bring it up. I don't want to
always
see,
do just
see,
as
I'm
covering
very
the
passionate.
News today.
I
now
am
that
very
you
passionate.
Mentioned the
I don't
case,
want to bring
now,
I don't
I've
want
given
to
you
bring
time,
political
you have mentioned some other case.
We have to understand it's a social evil. There is no government who can do anything to improve this until and unless the society rises above and rises in collective consciousness.
Why are you in power?
There is no government that can do anything about it.
Rape
happens not because the government protects. Rape happens because we need to understand why. Because it's a consciousness that we are dealing with. Because it's a mindset that is pathetic.
One second.
That's
in
the
this
problem.
Case, this,
there is
this
no
was
government, and there was
against...
to be on record. Unnao MLA was absolutely not supported. He is one of our MLAs, but this is the time that this is the third time he's jumped the party. Doesn't matter. He's still learning BJP ideology, and in BJP ideology,
why did you accept him then?
No,
with open
the
arms.
Police has to act, and I will go on record in bringing KL Gupta, the ex DGP. On record here, I don't know if you know.
Who called him Mananiya?
He made a statement.
Is he the guy who called him Mananiya?
No. KL Gupta is a retired DGP.
Okay.
In 2013, Juhi Singh Ji's time,
yeah.
You know, he made a statement. Do you want me to quote the statement?
You brought it up. Now, back it up with something.
On record.
What is the statement?
On record, while he was a DGP, not after he resigned, he went on record in saying that whenever rape cases happen, are brought up to the police, the first action that the UP policeman, and I quote, UP policeman, come up with is to subvert the matter. This is an ex-DGP of recent times stating.
Okay, fair
this
enough.
So we have a lot of legacy to deal with.
All I want to remind our
with.
Viewers and I
so
want to
there
remind
is no
you
support to any
that your
MLA,
government
any lawmaker,
in UP
any
came to power saying that they would be a party with a difference.
Absolutely.
Saying that would take on the SP
and
this Gunda Raj or whatever would end. You can decide if it's ended or not. But the fact is that the UP government has complete disdain for the law because the day after this rape survivor's father died in police custody. Now think about it. You're a father. Your daughter's been raped. You go to the police to file a complaint. They don't file your complaint. They arrest you.
You know,
they put
like
you
it
in
or
jail.
Not like it,
3 days later, these are the facts.
We
I'm
like
just
it or not like it, and I have Karuna
across
on the
to somebody
panel
here.
Here.
I want to go
till
across to somebody
time,
here.
Till such time, you're guilty.
Because a day
you are not guilty. And
fair
I don't
enough.
Want to be sounding defending here.
Fair enough.
But, you know, even
till
the law
such
protects.
Time you are
even
guilty,
the law protects.
You are
we
not
like
guilty.
It or not like it.
I admit to that.
We like it or not.
I am pointing out other facts. That a father goes to file a complaint. His complaint is not filed. He is arrested. He is put in jail. 3 days later, he is dead. His body is full of injuries. Whether you're the MLA may be innocent, but that does not take away what happened. Does not take away what happened. Anyway, I want to move on in the show. I want to move on. 1 second. 1 second. I want to move on. I want to move on the show because the day after this father died, this UP government decided to withdraw a rape and kidnapping case against another BJP leader, a so-called, he's a Swami Chinmay Ananda, right? Now, the woman who filed that case, that rape survivor, is joining us in studio. Obviously, as you can see, she doesn't want to identify herself by face. Now, this is a case was filed in 2011. It took 1 year for the charge sheet to be filed, yet he got a stay on the arrest from the Allahabad High Court. In February, the Chief Minister, Aditya Nath, visited the ashram. It is supposedly there where he was asked to do away with the charges, withdraw the case. The Chief Minister then directed the Law Department to withdraw the case. No questions asked, no explanations given, no reasons given. And on the 6th of March, 3 days later after that, the public prosecutor was told to file an application and withdraw the case. Ma'am, I want to go across to you now. You used to be a disciple of this Swami Chinmay Ananda in his ashram.
Yes.
And that's where you say he raped you.
Yes.
What happened?
I went to get Deeksha from him. He convinced me, my family. It was a long story, long time. When I was in the ashram, he took me to Shahjahanpur for further studies and all. And there he was a changed man there at all. There he kidnapped, detained me, raped me, forcibly aborted me. And I did not have any place to go when I met my husband. He supported me, and then I just moved out of the ashram. I lodged an FIR. an FIR was quite easy because SP then was quite an honest man. And after that, my suffering started. Firstly, they put allegations that I have stolen some money and jewelry from the ashram. They could not prove it. Then they said my husband and I both are trying to blackmail him to get some monetary advantage. Then they said that I have some political aspirations for which I am trying to be popular. I don't know. I am not able to understand what kind of popularity I am getting out of it. I am hiding myself here. And they after that, they tried to defame me in every possible way. My picture was posted on porn sites. Portals were made where they used my Facebook profile pictures, my details, name, maiden name, my address, everything was posted on portals. Then I suffered a lot because of print media as well, as one of the bureau chief of Amar Ujala was a member managing committee in his ashram, and he published deliberately my photos from every angle, my name, my maiden name, my father's name.
Which is often, this is what everybody tries to do when you have a woman victim especially involved. But so this is your experience, this is what happens when anybody tries to take on somebody who is powerful.
Yes.
Especially if they have political connections.
Yes.
When did you hear about the fact that these charges against him are going to be dropped, which you worked so hard to file in the first place, to muster up the courage to do? You only managed to do this because you found a partner who would support you.
Yes.
Most people, let's be honest, the reality in India today is most people will say either they don't want to marry you, or if they do marry you, they say forget it, move on, the past is the past.
This is the reason that that was responsible for my spending 11 years there. After coming to Shahjahanpur, I came to know the fact, I understood that this is not the place for me. I've been the victim of this person. I tried to tell people, but they all were his disciples. Jisko main batati thi, wohi jaake pair chhu leta tha. So I had no option. How can a person stand with me who is giving him respect, who is paying him respect for self reasons?
But how did you hear that the charges are going to be dropped, and what did that make you feel like?
When I filed an FIR, immediately after that, he should be have been arrested by the police. Police did not arrest him, against which he went to the High Court for stay on arrest and stay on proceedings. That was very different case. How can you ask for a stay on proceedings? But High Court gave him a relief. He got arrest stay, and suddenly after coming of this Yogi government, he withdraw that case. So when he withdrew that case, we came to know that something is fishy. Then my husband inquired, and we came to know that they have given a false certificate in my name to the government that I want to withdraw the case, and gave application in the court. That was a great shock for me. And I mean, this never happened in the history of this country. Government has been supporting culprits, that is common for politicians, but nothing such happened that you are withdrawing a case against a rapist. Nothing such happened ever.
Shantanu, will you respond? This is unprecedented, even in India, where you know that the government always backs up. But in this case, Yogi Adityanath seems to think he is above the law, because the case is in the legal system, but he steps in and he just gives an order. These are like turkeys being pardoned in the US on Thanksgiving. It's so easy for him.
So, Sarah, though I'm not aware of the exact details of this case, because this came some 2-3 days back, and even the details are not available anywhere.
That's right, two, three whole days back, and I'm sure you follow the news.
Yeah, I follow the news. I don't know the exact details. I'm not able to check with the sources what exactly happened and what the order says.
But you do know that the Chief Minister has ordered that these charges be dropped.
Yeah,
That's all we're asking you about.
That I got to know that he has ordered. But on what basis, what proofs they have, Ashram must have submitted some proofs.
She has a version. I'm sure the Chief Minister can step in into a legal case in order that a case be dropped.
I'm sure there must be cases being dropped. There must be cases being dropped in past. But I don't know the merits of this case exactly, so I'm not able to comment exactly what happened. Yeah. What is the chain of flow in this case?
I think he'll be the best person to answer.
Okay,
that.
So the Chief Minister has, these are not the only cases that the Chief Minister has wanted to be dropped. One, the Muzaffarnagar, you're a reporter with the Hindu, right, yeah. Ali? And the Chief Minister has also dropped over 130 cases in the Muzaffarnagar riots, which are inconvenient to members of a certain community, his party. He's also tried to drop cases.
In which there are cases on BSP and SPMLs
including
also.
Including himself.
Cases on BSP.
These are the political cases being dropped. I can quote you 100 instances where political cases and rights have been dropped.
We have somebody from the SP for a reason. We haven't called her just here to warm the seat. We will get to her, but let's get to the more important point. Go ahead. So this is not the only case, because here Shantanu's feigning ignorance. He says he's not aware of the details. But there have been details before 2 to 3 days also. Muzaffarnagar riots being dropped. Cases against Mr. Adityanath themselves being dropped. So you're the judge and the jury. You decide whether cases where you are being charged, you
can be dropped against you?
Yeah, see, I mean, as far as Muzaffarnagar's cases are concerned, like there are lots of cases which were filed against BSP members as well as BJP members, but this government is withdrawing only against those cases, and some of them are very heinous. And one of the reason these cases are being withdrawn because they are reaching conclusion. They are almost being sort of the cases.
The end of the investigation.
The court is waiting for the charges to be framed. And these guys were not turning up in the court. So the court said, "Okay, guys, come to the court." And then finally they realized, "Okay, till the time the government doesn't withdraw the cases, there is no relief to BJP guys." And one of the reasons these cases were withdrawn, especially in the context of Muzaffarnagar riots, because there was a case of, there were lots of attempts in Muzaffarnagar and Shamli to bring together Muslims and Jats. And Jats realized that there's no point fighting Muslims also, because the agricultural economy completely collapsed. So when the BJP guys realized that if these two come together, then our politics is not going to prosper there. So this is the big political context of that, and only those cases which were filed against people like Sanjeev Balyan and Reuters, they were withdrawn, not against BSP leaders. So it's a completely one-sided thing. You can't even say ki haan hum sabke khilaf cases withdraw kar rahe hain.
What Weber was saying. I'll come to Weber. I want to finish Shantanu. Yeah. So you know, I mentioned this to Weber. When in 2014 this government came to power, they said that they would take on the SP and Gunda Raj, but that doesn't seem to have happened. In fact, crimes have gone up in UP. All we got was the Romeo squads, which have only resulted in more harassment for the Aam Aadmi.
So let me comment on that holistically. So when in 2017 Yogi came, right? Let's see this case, Unnao case. Unnao case is two things: the unfortunate rape incident and the custodial death of the father. Now let's see what happened in SP government on previous governments. Let me compare, because you have to compare comparison, right? Why this government came?
So let me answer. You said you were party with a difference.
We came in 2017. Let me out for 20 seconds. I spent 5 months with Yogi Adityanath. Let me spend at least 20 seconds talking about it. So what happened? Let's say in a previous government, we used to hear when a rape incident happened, we used to hear dialogues like "ladke hain, galti ho jati hai." Supreme Court
and
has
now
to
we hear nothing from the Chief Minister or the Prime Minister.
Let me complete, please. The way you heard her silently, can you please hear me out?
Go ahead.
So we used to hear "ladke hain, galti ho jati hai." For Gayatri Prajapati, Akhilesh went to High Court to stop the CBI inquiry, right? Gayatri Prajapati, Supreme Court has to tell that file a FIR. What happened in this case? I know Yogi Adityanath inherited police, which is working in patronage and collusion. And when the case came to Yogi Adityanath, he did five things. He did an uncategorical statement that whoever will be there, he'll be punished. He took the case from Unnao to Lucknow. He put a very senior officer, ADG Anand Kumar, in charge. Anand Kumar made an SIT. SIT restricted whole of Makhi Thana and arrested five of them.
Let him finish and I'll come to you.
So there are two cases, as I told you. In Atul Kumar's case, in the father dying case, they fought the prima facie evident and they caught the Atul Kumar and five people. In the rape case, the five complaint of the complainant have five different versions, five different names and five different dates. So they said, "We don't have a prima facie case. He's a public elected representative. So we'll not. So we are transferring."
She's 16. She's underage. So POSCO comes in.
Today, CBI has done their age test.
But you didn't know then.
We didn't know then that the CBI would do her age. I don't know what her age is. But in that point of time, you can. It's not must. You can arrest a person if you have a prima facie evidence.
No, you have to, sir.
I have checked with three DGPs.
Let him finish. I'm coming to you next.
Okay. I'll give you a chance. Please take the names of these DGPs.
Yeah,
definitely.
So in all the four versions of the complaint, because it was not matching, they say we will be painted as partial. So let's give it to CBI. I was in all the channels. I was accused as I'm supporting the rape victim. I'm supporting the rapist.
Nobody is supporting that.
They say it's given to Modi CBI, and the Modi CBI caught them early at 4 o'clock. They were commissioned at 5 p.m. next day 5 a.m. So when CBI got commissioned, within 12 hours, they arrested him. And when all your channels, including NDTV, is saying that it's given to CBI, it's given to CBI to scuttle off the case. And CBI arrested him.
Why did the state police not act, right? The point is that's why this case had to be given to the CBI, and finally the CBI acted.
Because they found police not functioning, they have suspended and arrested whole of Maki Thana. Because they have inherited the police, they have inherited the police, they have inherited the police is not functional. With jahan thane bikte hain,
okay, so you admit that kind of police. Now he's doing, now he's doing. The Adityanath government, the police is not functioning. You admit that. That's a good admission. Okay, now let's please
not the factual errors. I will point out, Sarah. Adityanath,
Adityanath is what we are going to talk about now.
A non-functioning system, now he's trying to revive
yes,
it.
Yes,
now,
please, now
he's reviving
sir.
It. Now, no,
now he's trying to revive it. Okay, fine.
He might have a little bit of history with Adityanath. I'm from Gorakhpur. Adityanath is the first chief minister who refused prosecution to CBI. He said, I will not sanction. He signed the file himself. The Yogi Adityanath. The
which
second thing is the ADG, just
which
keep quiet.
Case are you talking
the ADG.
About?
Which case are you mentioning?
Sir, all the cases which were registered against Yogi Adityanath,
the cases
minister,
against him,
the
yes.
CBI was asking for prosecution. The file was pending. The chief minister came to power and he said that I will not give sanction to CBI to prosecute myself. These are facts.
Yes, we mentioned that.
I also had the state, I headed the State Child Commission Protection Commission for 2 years, which is the DGP who is saying that under POXO we have this alternative not to register cases. If a girl, and please listen to everybody out
not,
here.
Not to register cases.
Sir, please keep quiet, sir.
To arrest, to arrest.
Please,
and
yes, it is there.
Arrest,
it is mandatory,
no, it's not there.
It is mandatory.
You have to file FIR.
Sir,
now you have to file FIR.
Sir, that Shantanu, is what I am speaking. If a girl says that you have molested me, said certain things after Nirbhaya, the rule says that you have to register an FIR. If POXO is there, and even if the FIR is there, you have to register, arrest the person. One of their ministers came to me when our government was in power, and it was a similar situation where her daughter was hearing certain bad things said by another party person. The commission, with no interference from the chief minister, sent it to the police people to register the FIR. It was registered, and also please install the POXO sections. The BJP has forgotten about it. The minister has also forgotten about
okay.
it.
Now, this is yes. why your government was voted out of power.
Yes.
Since Shantanu has raised that question, please respond quickly because I don't want to waste time
okay,
on this.
Fine.
On his, you know, the charges about how Mulayam Singh Yadav said. Yes,
sir,
I'm asking
Supreme
that.
Yes, when this statement was meant, we were not as shameless as this. Every spokesperson went to every channel and apologized for the statement, said the statement was wrong, and it's on in the public domain. I don't have to say it today. Secondly, we are as raising a balance sheet of Gayatri Prajapati. He has been mentioned, so I will take it on like that. I don't say, and there are voices in the Samajwadi Party who said that we were not correct in not arresting him. We should have done it, but that doesn't. And the ADG is not Mr. Anand Kumar. This is the same ADG who summoned the victim after she had tried to commit suicide, and the father died the same day the victim was summoned. So, I mean, don't confuse names.
Okay, I want to bring in the other panelists. Neera, hold on. Once
point
let's get
here,
let
that there's this whitewashing that's going on.
What
by,
is whitewashing? I'm just telling there is a
please let me finish.
Yeah.
There's this whitewashing that's going on by this gentleman, right?
What
about
is the whitewashing?
Happened,
tell me the point.
Right?
Don't do a meta conversation. Tell me with where I'm whitewashing.
Let me finish my
yeah.
point. You
yeah.
will have your chance. I
yeah.
will not brook any
yeah.
interference
I want to go to
Neera, in my conversation again.
Quite
he is saying yeah. that he and the others are saying basically that they inherited a faulty system from the SP. The SP is not known for their gender progressive nature of their party. Absolutely correct. And he is saying basically that the police did what they had to do and that there was no external interference. Let us look at the objective court order. Let us look at the court order. What does the court order say? It says that the approach of the learned advocate general, the advocate general is the most senior lawyer of the state government. The approach of the learned advocate general is not only appalling but shocks the conscience of the court. This is not language that is used very easily.
It's an observation.
Because the advocate,
it's an observation. It's not part of the judicial.
The advocate general,
it's not part of the judgment.
The
it's a part of the non-judicial.
Can a learned counsel here bring up what did the advocate general quote and unquote? These are observations
said,
of the judge which are under the purview of the judiciary, and the judiciary, how they Allahabad High Court passed in Swami Chinmayanand's order, the victim who's sitting with us here just pointed a finger there. You know, so I don't want to refer to this and waste the time of the debate. There are much better
issues. They have also said that
this is the police. The Supreme Court Justice Chamleshwar says everything what he wants. You
the
know,
police
so many judges.
Don't cast aspersions.
What are the judges? You guys have confused people enough in the last 5 days. Don't confuse them enough.
I just did.
Nobody's supporting the rape. Nobody's supporting the rape.
How dare you first the other panelists?
A woman gets raped.
A father gets killed.
Nobody can hear any of
them. All of them are arrested.
Karuna, one second. One second. Weber, one second. We want to move on. Please. We want to move on. I want to get Neera in.
Just
I'm sorry. No, this is not a debated forum.
Let
me just get Neera in. So Neera, you know, the Prime Minister in 2014 at a rally, he said, "Give me one chance to clean the system. I will set up special courts under the supervision of the Supreme Court to try all the tainted MPs and MLAs." As Weber pointed out, this Mr. Sengar was not always with the BJP. He's won 4 elections. Yes. He's been with the SP. He's been with the Congress. He's been with the BSP. Where is he today? The BJP. Why has the BJP accepted
today.
Him? Why has the BJP accepted him? That Mr. Chaudhary in Kathua, one of the BJP ministers who was there in that rally supporting those who were accused of this rape, was also previously with the Congress. And
correct.
Now he has been accepted with
and
open arms into the BJP.
Why?
Wasn't this a party with a difference?
There people from
was this supposed to be a party with a difference? The question is to Neera. Please let Neera respond.
I'm afraid the rot goes deeper than these cases. These are not isolated cases. The rot in our political system goes deeper because it's a complete collapse of institutions.
Absolutely.
In a democracy, power is vested in institutions to be exercised procedurally in accordance with certain procedures. Here you have individuals bypassing institutions and concentrating power in themselves. Rape is another act of power. It has nothing to do with anything else except power. To see that man in UP strutting around like a fifth-rate actor in a third-rate Bollywood film, some Thakur who thinks all the women are his legitimate property, was absolutely disgusting. And this shows the complete collapse of procedures, institutions, and personalization of power in these tinpot dictators. I'm afraid
voted by the people of the country.
Absolutely. Everything is it falls within their legitimate sovereignty, and the kind of relationship they establish, one of dependence, that man should be actually publicly humiliated for the language he's used, the kind of disgusting language he used, not only about the girl, about her community. It is unacceptable. It is disgusting, and he should be really given. I'm not somebody who defends capital punishment, but he should be. We should start practicing the politics of naming and shaming. This is ridiculous. How can he walk around like this, seeing everybody as his legitimate prey? It is a fundamental problem in the political
system. But respond to my question about the fact is that, you know, we are having candlelight, we have horrific rapes, we have a silent prime minister, we're having candlelight ceremonies going on all over the country. You have outrage on Twitter. You have these, you know, audacious press conferences by ministers of the government. What's changed between UPA 2 and now? This was the party that said they were a party with a difference. That
was
my question.
I don't think one instance of humiliation of individuals can be legitimized by saying they also did it. Because then what our colleagues on this panel are saying is rape is a normal. It's practiced by everybody.
It took five days in BJP's case. Shantanu, whether it's five days or five months, you don't even check up your facts.
The PM should have spoken up. The Chief Minister should have dismissed that man immediately. For God's sake, we are in a democracy.
No,
it doesn't matter what caste, what community.
The process of law,
I'll tell you about the encounters. You know, you can't just whitewash. You say something and then you go back. No, no. You say
Let's bring in the PDP right now. Let's bring in Mr. Vaidul Rehman, who joins us now. Mr. Rao, your reaction on this whole case, because on one hand, many would point out that the PDP also, this is all about power, as everyone says. The PDP has continued to be in alliance with this government, but you have two ministers who have gone and rallied mobs and prevent, and you have all these lawyers who prevented the cops from actually going ahead and filing a charge sheet. And your government has stayed put.
So let me clear now. This particular case in Kuchwa is not just about, you know, a rape and murder issue, but there was a larger political design. And if you look at the involvement of all three political parties, whether it was BJP, Congress, and the local unit of National Conference, everybody was involved in this, you know, sympathizing with the rapist. So what we did as government, as Honorable Chief Minister, was continuously following this case. And the whole national narrative, which is talking about the debate which you are talking about today, it is because all people have been arrested, one, and second, because of the investigations and the charge sheet, there was an outcry in the country. It is not because like we have Jessica Lal murder case, we have Ruchika murder case, or we have Nirbhaya case, where because of the outrage, you know, people were arrested, or then there was pressure that people need to be booked. In this case, the situation is totally different. We have arrested, despite the people in our alliance supported them, despite they were MLAs or the ministers involved, we have arrested all the people, they have been booked, and the moment we revealed the charge sheet, there was a national outrage that such heinous crime has happened. So it's unfortunate that, you know, we are trying, we are debating politics of rape in this country, that modesty of our own children, our girls, is being questioned by the politicians, and some people even try to, you know, bring some sanction to the politics of rape
in the whole country.
I think that's unfortunate, but yes, the nation has denounced it.
I'm sorry, what is the politics of rape? I'm not able to understand this.
So let me clear.
They've not been turned out, Mr. Ganga.
It's an outrage. People who try to give legitimacy to this act, people who try to give legitimacy to this act, that politics has been denounced openly by the whole nation and has been denounced by our government as well. Nobody knows it better than you joining us here, Mr. Krishnamurti.
Tell us about what happened in your case. Your son lost his life because he was in a relationship with the daughter of DP Yadav. He was a Rajya Sabha member then, right. Correct? You lost your son. You fought a long, hard battle. When you hear the story of this 15-year-old, 16-year-old, 17-year-old that is yet still to be decided, taking on an MLA, a BJP MLA, what is this? Does it bring back all those memories of those last 15 years for you?
Well, yes, it is deja vu in a sense. And especially when I hear the Prime Minister say ki un dono betiyon ko nyay milega. I want to ask, कब मिलेगा और न्याय से आपका अभिप्राय क्या है? What do you mean by justice?
उसको क्या मिलेगा?
What is justice? कब मिलेगा और how can you say कि मिलेगा? I mean the case has not even started. So who is going to decide what is the justice going to be and when is it going to happen? So I think the biggest farce the politicians of this country play on the common man, and we have an example of the Prime Minister doing it. Everybody does it. कानून अपना काम करेगा और कड़ी से कड़ी सजा दी जाएगी. कानून अपना काम नहीं करता है. कानून को पकड़ के काम. यू हैव टू कीप द लॉ ऑन इट्स पाथ एंड आस्क मी. आई एम स्टिल डूइंग इट. आई एम इन कोर्ट, इन द हाई कोर्ट 5 days इन अ मंथ आफ्टर 16 years. एंड यू हैव टू बी मैड टू बी एबल टू फाइट फॉर जस्टिस, स्पेशली व्हेन यू हैव मेंबर्स ऑफ पार्लियामेंट ऑन द अदर साइड. And the other thing is that I do not have this taste. I was absolutely aghast when in 2014, the cabinet was being sworn in. Nihal Chand Meghwal, a rape accused. Exactly. And the whole country kept quiet. I kept on doing nobody was bothered. Why? I mean, I agree that you're not guilty unless you're convicted. But suppose you turn out to be guilty. What have I done to deserve someone who could be guilty of murder, abduction, rape, make laws for me for 4 years?
Exactly.
It is just not fair. Exactly. And if the government with such a brute majority can't bring a law saying that all those accused of heinous crime should step down, then I'm sorry, the whole thing is an eyewash.
Well, we have 51 MPs and MLAs who have cases of crimes against women, crimes against women, including alleged rape and abduction in Parliament today. The BJP is the highest number of MPs and MLAs, followed by the Shiv Sena and the Trinamool Congress, who have declared cases related to crime
legislators and MPs around India.
Women.
Out of 5,182
legislators and MPs, 374 legislators across party lines.
Yeah. So it's important. That's what you're proud of.
Why
so you're a party with
I'll tell you why it's important.
So party. No, I want to finish with Tamara. Let me
the Rajasthan government was going around with a warrant saying that they can't find the person they're looking for while he was being sworn in Delhi in that fantastic swearing in ceremony. That is not necessary. So what are you going to do with that unfortunate part?
What are you celebrating?
He's with the PM just like Neeram Modi.
The number of criminals in the Lok Sabha have actually gone up in 2014. So, and there are 34% of the members of Lok Sabha are criminals. And you know, please let me talk as a concerned citizen. I don't belong to a political party. You know, Max Weber, the sociologist, once said there are two kinds of politicians: those who live for politics and those who live off politics.
Correct.
Yes. These people are living off politics to concentrate power and to oppress citizens of this country. That 8-year-old child was a citizen, and to talk about her community and the reason why she was subjected to this brutality is, I think, it's a complete outrage. We should be ashamed of ourselves.
But Neeram Kantara, you know, when you read up on you, at one point I read somewhere that when you met the accused for the first time in court, you said, surprisingly, it was not anger that I felt. They were young boys, so what a pity that their parents didn't teach them better.
Absolutely.
So when you hear of our reactions as a nation to the Kathua case, no, have we failed as a people?
See, I was still very naive then. That was 2002. Mm-hmm. And I'm a very different person now. I mean, you know, I've changed. I mean, I am not, I don't take everything at face value. This man was a member of Rajya Sabha, the father. Yeah. So what had the children seen?
And he's also in jail now on other charges.
He's also in jail in a murder case. 23 years later, if he had been put when he had to be put behind bars, my story would have been different. When Vikas Yadav committed his first murder, his father was a minister. And the case, like our present chief minister in UP is doing, they're all the same, was withdrawn. You know, because the governor said on the advice of the Home Department that there isn't enough. So he came out. So what did this boy learn? My father, who's got 6 murders and 9 attempted murders against him, can get me out.
Yep.
His second murder case, Jessica Lal, the Delhi High Court, and the Honorable Delhi High Court gave him bail. We don't know why that happens.
Correct.
He came out on bail and he killed my son. So, you know, the generosity of the system to people who are in politics,
yes,
especially if they are rich. I mean, D.P. Yadav was a member of Rajya Sabha supported by your party.
Not initially.
No, I'm not talking initially. I'm talking of when he was member of Rajya Sabha.
Why is it about
I'm talking as a lay person what the family must be feeling. In 2002, my son's incident happened. In 2004, again, your party wanted to take him. And there was a furor in the country, the media, everybody, because my son's murder was just 2 years old. This was my son's second death anniversary. And some of your senior leaders, one of them is no more, so I won't even take his name, said, unko to main criminal samajhta hi nahi, jo aadmi 3 baar MLA reh chuka hai, 2 baar MP reh chuka hai, wo criminal ho kaise sakta hai. And the other lady, I'll take her name, Mrs. Sushma Swaraj. I have a lot of respect for her. I still do. She said, itni badi party hai, ye to maha sagar ke jaise hai, isme chote gande nale, nadiyan sab aa jate hain.
This
is a mother who's lost her son 2 years back, and I'm being told that the nadi nalas are going into a Mahasagar. So I mean, am I a fool?
If I may add,
should I also go into the Mahasagar? No.
This is 2005.
I have a question.
You have not gone through what I have gone through.
Yes, and nobody.
These are the people who are making laws for you, children, for me.
Absolutely.
They have no right.
Which is why this young 15-year-old, 16-year-old, 17-year-old has said that I accept my defeat. I feel I should not have raised my voice against this man, at least my father would have been alive today. But my question to you, Neeram, is this. When you see women ministers in this government being conspicuously silent. When we had the defense minister was the first woman, and the headlines that we were seeing across all papers, how this glass ceiling has shattered. You have the external affairs minister who's also a woman, and we're hearing complete silence. What is the use of having women in these path-breaking roles of authority if they're not going to speak up for women when we are victims of violence?
Absolutely. I mean, I don't know why their lips are sealed. I don't know why their lips have been sealed. I mean, probably
they all have spoken.
So
you can't imagine every woman.
What did she say? She said, Smriti ji said,
Neelam Kotara said was very powerful. What are we teaching our children? As he learned from his father that power can get them anything, what are we teaching our children? That you can have a protest as long as you say Jai Shri Ram, as long as you wear the India flag around you, big political leaders will come to your support. We want to go in for a short break. I just want to say, I think, can we all take a pledge that we will not say Jai Shri Ram anywhere except in a temple or in our churches or in our mosques? Do not say Jai Shri Ram in a political rally. Do not say it in any place political. Let's quickly go in for a short break and come back with closing arguments and audience reactions. Thank you. Stand by. All right, you're watching We the People. Let's get the voice of the people on the show. Go ahead.
I have to say something to the government. Government always says that laws are enough, but I personally believe that laws are not enough. So I want to ask BJP here, what else can government do on these type of issues?
Excellent question. May I respond simultaneously?
Let me just get two, three questions, and then people can respond.
Before asking a question, I want to say something to all the students right here, especially, that who are feeling helpless, that they are not able to do anything for that girl because that girl is dead. So what all we can do is have a meetup with your fathers, with your brothers, with your male friends, and not only male friends, with your female friends, whom you are able to influence with your opinion. And at least make your responsibility to ensure that they are not able to involve in any such crimes in any way. Because we as students cannot influence the opinions of millions of Indians, but we can influence the opinions of those people who are close to us, right?
So I think that's a great point. Speak to everybody you can in your inner circle and make sure you're not perpetuating the kind of violence that
because
we're seeing in the country.
Because if putting Instagram stories would have brought a change in the mindsets of people, then there could have been no case reported till now after the Nirbhaya one.
Well said, good point. So let's see, be the change that you want to see. That's a good, quickly.
My question is, why the one-stop rape crisis center have not been implemented in any district yet?
Very good question.
Very good point. Yes. Post-Nirbhaya, has anything been done?
Those
laws were supposed to radically change things. We were supposed to see.
Fund has been unspent.
Can I come to that, or would you like to take a bunch?
One more question, and then
Want to start with. Shayad Beti Bachao was not a slogan; it was a warning. Betiyan shayad inhi se bachani thi hame. Aur point ye tha ki Nirbhaya rape case mein Smriti Irani ji ne chudiyan bheji thi Manmohan Singh ko, if I remember.
Junior, are you?
No, sir. I'm not anybody's junior.
She's a young youth of India,
absolutely.
And she's aware of what's going on in the country. Let's not dismiss her because
absolutely.
Views.
I'm not dismissing her.
Not
you know, because
run down somebody because she has a political view. She's a woman, and she's worried maybe about for her own safety. She lives in India. Let's not be dismissing.
So Smriti Irani said sent bangles after Nirbhaya case, and when you talked about inherited police. Sheila Dixit's bayan ke hamari jo police hai hum kya kuch nahi kar sakte, that was also criticized by the BJP. Now you guys are doing the same thing, and you guys are just making it about what about it ki chalo ye to hua hai, what
okay.
about this, what
let's
about
give
that
Vaibhav a quick point, chance to respond
you
now.
Said Meena, BJP MP women MPs and MLAs responding, Meenakshi Lekhi went on record and tweeted and said she didn't say anything about. She's like, "Ha, Bihar mein bhi to rape hua hai, Assam mein bhi to rape hua hai." The point
so,
is,
okay, my
these
question
two
to you is, as a woman, are you let down? Do you expect more from a woman politician?
I am feeling so sad that I did vote for BJP. And I am so sad because...
No, you're making it sound like political. Ask the
no,
question.
No, it is political. Okay, can the women, is
one
political.
Second, one second. Will I'm the women
sorry,
put your hand
the
up?
Katwa rape
if it's political, then your
the
response will also be political.
Muslim.
I'm going to give you
this
a
response.
One second. I just have one question. For the women in the audience, do you expect more from a woman politician? Do you think
yes.
things
yes.
will change?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I want to give you the closing word. But Karuna, quickly respond. We're completely out of time. What has changed since, you know, the new rape laws that came in post-Nirbhaya?
Very little has changed. For example, there was the one-stop crisis center per district that was proposed. They didn't have one-stop crisis centers per district. They had one per state. So if you are a rape victim in Bundelkhand, you have to hobble your way somehow to the state capital or wherever the one-stop crisis center is one. Two, they came to power on the basis of huge advertisements on the basis of which perhaps this young woman had voted for Mr. Modi and the fact that he would stand with women. Their manifesto during the same election had one page.
I have to respond.
They have done so little that it is appalling. And
okay. you've done so little, it is appalling.
Yeah.
When it
yeah.
comes
so
to women, specifically
to
women,
so specifically.
We're out of time.
I will not have any arrogance and I would be humble and accepting. Even if you're criticizing, I have no problem in accepting.
But
we are the government of the time.
Not
one
about
moment.
You. So
my learned counsel,
on the
one moment.
We are completely
government.
Out of time.
So,
make
so
your point or
we
I'm
are
going
doing
to
what
off.
It takes. There are 32 laws that we've made since 2014 for women and child welfare. We've been trying to implement the one-stop centers. There is a process. There is a map, roadmap. That is why perhaps we're not seeing one per district and not per one per state, not district.
Over.
But you know, you interrupt a lot. There is village facilitation
Karuna,
centers which
respond.
Are already made,
police
and one-stop
where?
Centers will be next. There are women police stations which
okay,
have already
in
been implemented.
In the meantime, can we not support
and we are
any
in the process of rolling that out?
Who is
you know,
33%
in police
Let's
has
start
been reserved
by
the government.
That. All political
there
parties do not support anyone who is responsible
yes.
involved in any way
there
with the case of violence against women. I want to end with the words of that 15-year-old child in Unnao when she said that she.
That's
wishes that she would not have filed this case. She says it took a lot of courage. It cost me my father's life to speak against a person this strong. And because he is weak, he's well connected and he has money, while we are poor, can I really expect justice from this administration? That's what this young child said. It is time for all of us to speak up for the India you believe in, speak up for the India you want for your children, for your daughters. Speak up before we have all changed beyond recognition. That's it on We the People. Good night. Thank you.